Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here in Berea with your Browns huddle on Friday as we get ready for the Browns and the Broncos at First Energy Stadium this Sunday. When you face Peyton Manning in that high-flying offense of the Denver Broncos, or, well, it used to be, you'll want to be at full strength in the back end of your secondary. But for the Browns, that will not be the case this Sunday, as Joe Hayden with his concussion and Tashaun Gibson with his ankle will both be out again this week. So what does that mean? Pierre Desir steps into the starting lineup opposite Tremont Williams. Now, Pierre's size could come in very handy against Demaryius Thomas, a wide receiver who's 6'3 and 220 pounds. Look for Pierre Desir, who's gotten a lot of praise from teammates and coaches alike for his play already this season when thrust into action to play a massive role going against Demaryius Thomas. I don't think he'll follow him, but I think he'll be matched up with him more often than not on Sunday. Kaywan Williams will stay in the nickel, and of course, Tremont Williams will be your other starter at corner. Now, at the safety position, it means Jordan Poyer, who started last week and played well against the Baltimore Ravens, will start once again alongside Dante Whitner. Ibrahim Campbell is the next man up at the safety position. Craig Robertson also expected to miss this game on Sunday. With him out, that means you're going to get Carlos Dansby, of course, Tank Carter, and Christian Kirksey at the inside linebacker spot. And with Scott Solomon on IR, look for a lot of Armani Bryant and Nate Orchard alongside Paul Kruger and Barkevious Mingo at your outside linebacker position. Now, this Broncos team, they rank 30th in the NFL in offense. They've won two of their five games without scoring an offensive touchdown. This is an important game for the Browns defense to get on track. And even though they're a little shorthanded, it's next man up, as Mike Pettine always preaches. Also, keep your eyes out for the debut of Robert Turbin this week. I think he could get involved if the Browns get down near the goal line. A big, strong, physical back. Look for them to pound him in short yardage. That'll do it for today's edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to CleanBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.